podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So keep your mouth by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
What's the story this week? Am I fucking your woman? I'm fucked up on oxy pills.
Let's go. What's up, everyone? You are tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, XRPRadio.co.uk in Scotland, Oldies XL in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, music from the 412, both TV and radio, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Rudaroo Radio from the beaches of San Diego, California, and Mega Rock Radio, which is streaming on the internet, and it is also 107.1 KFGD FM, both in St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Bill. This is episode number 661. With me tonight are four of the five members of Storms Within. What's up, guys?
Hey,
how's it going?
I would love to tell you that I have all that memorized, but I have a screen over there. I always forget a station, so now that I have the TV, I'm like, I'm using it.
You have to.
Also, if you see any of the stuff that I'm doing on music from the 412 coming up, I found a teleprompter that will run on my TV, too.
The ultimate cheat sheets.
That's right. So, first of all, you guys are from Erie, Pennsylvania, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
The only venue that I for sure know of there is Basement Underground. Basement Undergrounds, right? Isn't that what it's
Basement
called?
Transmissions.
That's it, Basement Transmissions.
Yep.
But I saw that you guys played a show this past weekend with Animus and Victoria Fire, who we just listened to at the beginning of the show. We heard Victoria Fire's song Fire, and before that we heard Chip and the Charge Ups Paying Back the Devil. But the reason I bring up Victoria Fire is an Animus. You're also going to be playing with Reign of Z in May, correct? So those are all bands from this area. So this is going to lead me into my first question, and I'm not giving you a cliche question first. So you're playing with some of the bands from this area, Pittsburgh, Butler. And I know two of them did come to Erie, but if some Pittsburgh bands were coming to Erie, where would you suggest they play at?
That's a loaded question. Erie's a little weird right now. Post COVID, there's a few places that are having original music played there. So we've scheduled shows at a place called the Sandbar. That's where we've had our gigs at. That's where this last Friday was. But they're closing in May, which is sad. So we're losing them.
Actually, I think I know where that is, actually.
Right on the bayfront, or right before Presque Isle.
Yeah. We go up there. My daughters, we go there for their birthday. They love the swimming in the lake.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like sitting right on a corner of this really big intersection, right?
Correct. Yeah. And that place was really good. Every show we've had there has had a really good turnout. And then there is, it's a little hole in the wall, but everybody there is very hospitable, if you will. And that's Philly on the Rocks. Actually, we're playing with Reign of Z and the Almas at Philly on the Rocks in May. And then we're going to play with them at the Vortex in Akron, Ohio. So back-to-back nights.
So... The Vortex, A Common Crown is playing there next week. And
Yeah.
Do you guys, I had, for some reason, I had you and Drown the Deep playing with Common Crown recently. And I know that didn't happen, but it's still stuck in my head. So maybe that should happen.
Hey, bring them on.
Yeah, we're playing with Drown the Deep in July. They're coming up here.
And
you played with Common Crown with The Fall of Me?
Yes.
That's what
I played with them at Bridge Bar.
Right.
I have not been there yet. What's that venue like? It's relatively new.
It's nice. It's got kind of like an old diner feel. But it's really new age fitted. And it's like a long, narrow bar restaurant. The stage is big enough for the five of us. That's probably the max is you're gonna get up there though. But I mean, it was great. Sound guy was great. The venue was fantastic, and both bands were amazing. So, We had a fun time.
My my car is currently sitting at Steve's business. He's the bass player for Common Crown.
Oh.
because it needs a wheel bearing, and that's what he does.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. Those guys
Among other things, they own a bar / venue. Which
I saw that, yeah.
You'll be hearing about that a little later when I play the concert calendar. And a Noble Crown, which is breeding of Mastiffs and French Bulldogs. And then they have the K&S Automotive, which is where my car is.
Busy people.
And Steve is in a Common Crown After the Fall. Matt is in, I don't even want to list all the
bands all of the bands down there, yeah.
Yes. Including the Borstal Boys, whose bass player is the owner of Music from the 412. It all just kind of links down here.
Right.
So now I'm going to give you that cliche question. Where did the band name come from?
We actually like mulled this one over forever. It was one of the ones where we had come up with like, I don't know, 50 names and nothing was sticking. And I don't even know how like the phrasing came up, but I'm like, you know, all of our songs are kind of like the first batch of songs that I had written were all about like events and different chaos that like, you know, resides within your mind. Like, you know, there's like the storms within your mind kind of thing. And I'm like, you know, that's actually kind of fitting. And we had all like talked it over and I'm like, what do you guys think? Like, they're all different things of like that brew within your mind. And like I said, that was like our first, I don't know, like six songs were about different, like various topics that are debatable. And that's kind of where we went with it.
So you led me into a question. You don't even know it yet. So an apocalyptic event happens and wipes out almost all the humans on the face of the earth and all but one song from every band. Which of your songs should survive and help repopulate the earth?
Oh my gosh. We all have different favorite songs. So I'll let the guys answer their
Well, if it's an apocalyptic event, I would say Endgame would be the perfect one for that.
I would agree with you, Mike. That was my answer as well.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same thing. Because that, I mean, that's like our biggest single right now, and it is apropos for the end of the world, I suppose.
If
I'm just rage.
I could have made money on that one.
First of all, do all of you write, or is it a combination deal, or is there like how does the writing process work? Before I ask my next question,
I'll let them answer.
Yeah,
this.
I've written just about all the songs, but we have some new ones coming in since Mike's joined the band, and he's been writing too with me, so. Which is nice, takes the pressure off a little bit. It is a different take on the songs. The songs are a little different, the newer ones. So
we have different backgrounds and styles of writing. I think it meshes well, and we'll see how it goes. With we're in the midst of writing new material right now, and I think it's going pretty well so far.
Absolutely, fresh perspective, different outlook.
Yeah, and what I like that Mike's brought in is it's a little bit heavier. It's not, you know, obviously, like Tom said, he's been writing everything, and Mike's kind of got a little bit more of like a heavier edge, and that's where like my voice has gone with what we've been writing.
So this leads into my next two questions. What is a song that you didn't write that you wish you had written?
Oh gosh, that's so loaded.
Well, for me, that'd be "Angel of Death" from Slayer. Wish I would have wrote that one.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's just too many songs I liked that I couldn't even pick one.
So for my current one, because I'm the same way. I'm like a rotating wheel of like listening to music. My favorite song currently, although after this, I'm going to go back and I'm going to kick myself for not mentioning something else. I love Dorothy right now and her Black Sheep song. Oh my gosh. Like, I love that song so much. That's where I'm at like right now though.
For me, I would have to say if I could pick one song, the first one that comes to mind is Crawling from Linkin Park. That definitely was a game changer for me when I heard it. And it's just phenomenally written. And if you can get into what they were thinking and what was going on in their minds at the time, I could totally relate to it.
Okay. So now the next question is, if you could write with anybody in the history of the world, who would you want to write a song with?
Freddie Mercury.
That was fast.
Very well.
And you got a weird look.
Very well. Oh, that was an awesome answer.
He's my friggin' idol. Like, bar none, any other artist, that guy was one of the most innovative creators of our lifetimes. That guy was just everything. So 100% Freddie Mercury.
Anybody else?
I would say Dimebag Darrell. That's one of my guitar heroes, and just of his style of lead and rhythm. He just the total package guitar player, and obviously that would never happen now. But
yeah, same.
I'm a huge fan of Chris Oliva from Sabotage, and I just love his melodies and just. That'd be kind of cool to write with him.
So if you haven't figured out what I'm doing here, you guys are telling me who your influences are. And we're going to
I'll go outside the pocket for you. Jonathan Davis.
Okay.
I think that's phenomenal in all aspects of writing, composing. He's just amazing. Him and Danny Elfman.
Okay. Let's continue on this path. So you're leaving a gig. And there is a DeLorean sitting there with its door open and a flux capacitor in the back seat. So you can take it, go anywhere, and return, and no one even knows you stole it. Where are you going in time, and what band are you going to hang out with? You know, kind of like Michael J. Fox got to do.
For me, I'd go back to the 80s in San Francisco, the thrash scene. That's my favorite era. Hang out with... Metallica, Megadeth when they first started, Exodus. To me, I think that would be great.
That's a tough one. I like so many different genres of music, I'd have to pick one. But if I really had to just choose one, I would probably go back to the 60s and hang out with Jimi Hendrix, because he's just that was before my time. I never got to see him live, and it's still incredible to listen to what he came up with and wrote. That was just, nobody else was doing that. You know what I mean?
I want to say he was only active like 2 or 3 years too. It wasn't a long period.
Not longer than that, but he played with a lot of different bands. He was in the backing band for a lot of years and before he was on his own, and, Band of Gypsies, the experience is just, I just think he was, light years ahead of his time as far as guitar playing, and that just, man, I would love to be able to see that live, But, or the thrashing too. I like it all,
Again, listen, you have a DeLorean, you can do whatever you want, just so you come back to the original time.
I'm going Woodstock 99. I want to be hanging out with Limp Bizkit, burning that place down. That was one of the most wild, concerts, feelings. I know it ended up being terrible for the fans, but those bands standing on that stage in front of all of those people, like, that's insane. And the amount of energy that they, especially like Limp Bizkit set, and I think it was like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and whoever else was around like that day, that, oh my gosh, that would have been something else.
See, when I'm in a festival, I'm usually up front with a camera in my hand, so I definitely would not have wanted to be at that.
Not that one. No.
I was at one over the summer, and someone decided to start doing that thing where you in the pit where they whip their leg around.
Oh.
And I was on a hillside, and I got kicked between my shoulder blades while my camera was up at my face. That almost didn't end well for him. I had to calm down.
Yeah.
I'm not a violent person.
For me, I would have to cheat a little bit. I would go back to Live Aid in Philly. I was at home watching it on TV, going outside, listening to it because I could hear it how close I live. But I would also go to Wembley and hang out with Freddie. I definitely would love to have been able to do both of that.
Hey, last question along this line of questioning. All right, so you guys are headed out on tour. For some reason, you hire me to drive your bus. That's a bad idea, by the way. and we are listening to what in between show stops?
Everything. Every member of this band is so eclectic on all of the levels. I mean, it'd be some of the most random music ever.
Skate jams. Make you feel like you're back in the skating rink with, doing your four wheel.
Yeah, we all listen to everything.
I was listening to, you said like roller skating. Is that what you were just referring to?
Yeah. It's a joke amongst the band.
Listen, Def Leppard. What else did I listen to? UB40.
Okay.
Yeah, those were roller skating songs to me.
Well, it's a different type of roller skating thing here. How would you describe it?
I call it skate jams. Like, it reminds you of that stuff that you hear. I mean, I'm a little bit younger than the rest of the guys, so like
a little younger than me too.
When I would go to the skating rink and hear like those, you know, party mix, bum, 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 like.
I would wait. Click.
Right. Well, you should see when I'm driving and I put that on and they're listening to like, just stop.
I'm like, okay, the earbuds are going in.
So then I change it over and, you know, we get like Rob Zombie on there and Gojira comes on every once in a while. And, you know, it literally will go from one genre to the next. And then somebody says, hey, let's listen to something else.
Okay, so we are going to feature your song Endgame next. Tell me a little bit about that song.
The song itself is, it's a bit of an empowerment song. It's about, you know, coming out of a bad relationship and, you know, taking control of kind of like a situation that you lost. You know, and the beauty of a lot of the songs that I've written are like multi-dimensional, multi-layers, and it can come out as being like, you know, the end of a relationship, but it all can also come out to be like the end of a relationship in general, like just ending something, the baggage that you needed to get rid of. And you know, that's why it was Endgame. Like, I'm done, I'm over it, I'm moving on, and I'm taking control of this situation. And that's what the song's about.
Okay. So what we're going to do next is we're going to listen to a Common Crown song, Broken, and we're going to follow that up with Storms Within, Endgame, and we'll be right back.
Keeps me in your palm.
So that was take like 20, that concert calendar. And my throat was starting to hurt. And I did all those weird, odd pauses. And I gave up. I was like, that one's going to have to be it. they do get better every week. That one's better than last week's. And you could tell where I was reading faster than the teleprompter because I had to pause and wait. I'll get it. and for those of you that did not get to see the concert calendar that played when on the video, you can do that by going to musicfromthe412.com/concert-calendar or just musicfromthe412.com and click on calendar, which is probably easier. Anyway, we just listened to on the podcast version of the show, A Common Crown Broken and Storms Within song Endgame. You guys released that album in the middle of January. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where can people find it?
Everywhere. you can find it everywhere. We released it. It's, you know, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, all of the streaming services that, you know, you typically would go and click on. You can just search up Storms Within. The album's name is Minds of the Wicked. You pair it up with one of the two and you'll find us.
If you're listening to this show through buildascene.com, there are links all over the show notes and you click them. They'll take you to various places like Storms Within Official or Instagram.com/StormsWithin814 or Facebook.com/StormsWithin. I think I also linked to a link tree somewhere in there too.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to find it. I pressed the wrong button again. Did you realize that I restarted the one video?
No.
I restarted.
I was jamming out to the music, so.
Yeah, the first one talking about how to enter the contest.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to mute everybody, and I missed the mute button and put everybody up over top of the video.
Whoops.
Yeah. Did I mention I hate video editing? Okay, so let's talk a little bit. Let's stay on my oddball questions. So I haven't asked this question in a while, which is a problem because it's my official Build a Scene question. And it's, who is your Dave Grohl? And by that, I mean, who do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals?
You're asking all these musicians that are eclectic as all get out to pick one. Oh, man.
Now, that's saying that we're capable of playing their song, right?
There is that, too.
Oh, boy. That's a good question.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and I mean, current bands or anybody?
Anybody. You still have the DeLorean.
Okay. Oh, I got the DeLorean. I forgot about that. Well, then I guess I'd have to go up and jam with original Black Sabbath, because I'm a huge Sabbath fan, and I mean, it'd be almost impossible to pick a song, but I mean, I'm sure I could come up with something off Master Reality that I'd bust out, you know, that I had to pick original Black Sabbath.
Okay. I'm going to go totally off the cuff because we're talking random here. I'm going to go with Rammstein. They've been around forever. I think they're fantastic musicians. Till's like one of my idols. He is frontman extraordinaire. So I'm going to go with Rammstein.
The only song I can think of by them is Du Hast. And it saw me laugh because every time I think of it, I sing it in my head.
That's always the first song. Yeah. They've got, I mean, they just released a song like just recently called Adieu. Adieu. It's like so good. It's supposedly their, you know, their end of the line song. I don't know if those guys will ever stop.
Was that enough time for the rest of you?
I don't have it. I really don't have it. So
come on, T-Bone.
There's so many bands that I would like to do stuff with. I don't have anybody specific. Just, man, I don't know. That's a hard one. What's that?
Hammer off your top three.
Top three? Sabbath, for sure. Testament. And... I don't know, really. There's just too many. There's just too many. There's too many songs. I love them all. I love them all. Johnny Cash. There you go.
Right.
Johnny Cash.
My November 1955, I would have to go back in time and go to my first inspiration. Kiss, 1973. Out. Sorry, Pete. Love you to death. You're a huge inspiration, but I would love to sit in.
So that was Cobo Hall in 73,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
See, there I am showing that I'm older than Erica again.
Watching you. I would love to be able to get behind you.
Although, I was not alive in 73, so.
We used to be friends.
I came along at the end of 76.
Okay.
All right, so this next question completely I have found a way to make it music scene friendly, but it's really off the wall. What?
Oh, no.
Not that off the wall, but like you when you signed on to do interviews, you never thought you were going to be asked this question. Guaranteed. All right, so being a musician, what is the best pizza you've eaten because you're a musician? So either at a recording session or on your way to a gig, at a gig, on your way home.
We're not a pizza group. We're a wing group.
I see you thinking.
You know where.
I know where you're talking. I know where you're talking.
You can tell me about the wings too, but you have to give me a pizza answer.
2 o'clock. That would be our midnight
run.
Oh,
our midnight run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flying J.
Yeah, Flying J pizza. It's a staple in the Storms Within family.
There is a Flying J on my way to work, but I cannot say that I've ever eaten pizza there.
So there's a running joke that we play shows more in Ohio than we play in Erie. It's like 20 minutes from us. So we play more shows in Cleveland and Akron. Well, this year we play a lot of shows in Pennsylvania, but for the most part, that was our stomping ground. And you know, when you're driving home at 2-3 a.m. and nothing is open, nothing hits like a Flying J pizza at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. They're 100% right.
Especially when you go in and you get the last
like the last
pizza. You know, not just a slice for like 2 hours.
Not a slice until you take the whole pizza, so nobody else can get
the whole pizza. And then we sit in my truck and we're.
They're 100% right. Oh man.
So my stop is Sheetz on my way home from hanging out with bands.
That's fair.
Sheetz is it. I agree.
And it's a croissant with sausage, pepper, and provolone cheese and mustard, which is the weirdest combination, but that's it every time.
Nice.
All right. So you mentioned wings. Where are you getting wings from?
So going back to the Ohio, there is a bar tavern called the Maple Grove, and it was the first time we played there, which was pre-COVID, and we had went there and we were all starving and we expected this place to not have food, and they have like this little hole in the wall guy that just like sits there and makes all the best wings ever. They were so good. And so every time we go back there and we play, actually we just signed a show to play there in May. You have to get the wings.
Otis 12.
Otis
12. Has the best Bombers. Wings, so we don't play there.
Bombers, baby.
Got to plug the local places. Bromans on Peachtree, right off of I-90. Best pizza in town.
So I don't know if you guys can see that little comment there from Spike.
Hey, Spike!
And he also suggests a specific Flying J.
Yes,
that's
the one. That's what we're talking about. He's fantastic. He is the drummer in two bands, at least that I know of. I don't know. He's multifaceted, but he's in Vernonica and Lords of the Highway. Two fantastic bands.
Cool. So I'm going to give you guys two more quick questions, and then I'm going to go play some videos. And those of you that are going to be listening on the podcast, you're going to hear from Stereo Scandal, their song Scream, Demetis, Eternal Prison, and Skell, Everything's Fine, to end the show. I'm not exactly sure what videos I'm going to be playing, so if you're watching, you're going to have to keep watching to see what that is. All right, so two quick questions. I flashed it up on the screen a little bit earlier, but where can you be found online so everyone can go get that that album from you?
So our main source of social media is Facebook, Storms Within 814, or we have an official website, stormswithinofficial.com. You can also search us up on Spotify, Apple, iTunes,
Deezer,
all of the music streaming platforms. If you search up Storms Within, the new album is Minds of the Wicked. And you can find it anywhere as long as you're searching us up.
Hey, last question, probably the easiest one of the night. What's coming up next?
You did all those show announcements. We actually have one on Wednesday, which is very random. But there are three touring bands coming in town. It's Awake at Last versus me and Ignite the Fire. And they're the three touring bands. And then we're playing with two local bands. We're playing with Autotrocity and Maroon River. And then it'll be six bands total on Wednesday at Basement Transmissions.
All right. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. This has been really fun, and what you do for the scene is huge.
All right, so what we're going to do now, as I mentioned, we're going to hear from Stereo Scandal, Demetis, and Scale on the podcast side. This has been episode number 661 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we will see you next time.
Don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Don't talk, don't speak, don't scream, don't shout, don't whisper those words. Stepped on shards of broken dreams.
Catch the Pennsylvania Rock Show live Mondays on Music from the 412. Join host Bill Damiano for music and exclusive interviews with the best unsigned bands Pennsylvania has to offer. Featuring the best variety of rock and metal with new shows every week. Plus, you can catch replays every Saturday morning and stream us on the radio. Want to get your band featured in an upcoming episode? Visit Build the Scene online for submissions and additional information.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.